Now for our story. It was about 10 in the morning, in the room upstairs in Kip Meade's house at Malibu Beach, the room which had been converted into a nursery for Lisa Fenner's baby son. Mrs. Kingsley was moving about, humming cheerfully while she performed the many daily tasks necessary to the care of a baby only a few weeks old. Mrs. Kingsley was very gentle with the baby boy who'd been placed in her care, as if she must somehow make up for the strange, unnatural way his life had been shaped so far, living in Mrs. Meade's house with his own mother only a few doors away. The housekeeper was interrupted at her work by the sound of Kit's voice calling from just outside the door.
Mrs. Kingsley?
Yes, Miss Meade?
May I come in?
Oh, dear. I just wish he... Yes, of course, Miss Meade. Please close the door quickly, Miss Meade. There's a draft come through from the hall.
He's not asleep, is he?
Oh, no. Not supposed to be at this time. I'm just going to give him his bath.
Oh, wonderful. I want to watch and see how you do it.
Well, you may get that dress of yours all wet. They thrash around so with their arms.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm very interested in learning how to do these things.
There's a lot of work to taking care of a new baby.
Don't you think I might learn?
Well, his bath's all ready. It was a bit too hot, so I've let it cool off. Now, the first thing to remember is not to have the water too hot. You test it with your elbow or your wrist. Like this. It must be just tepid.
I see.
Then, you want to lay everything out where you can reach it easily. Cotton and powder and the oil and your towels and such.
That's logical enough.
Well, guess we're all ready. I'll just get his little nightie off. Hold still, you little rascal. We're almost finished. Be sure to support his back carefully, all the time, Miss Meade. You see how I had to do that with one hand while I soaked and rinsed him with the other. Now, all finished.
Isn't there something I can do?
You might lay out that towel on the table, Miss Meade.
There you are.
Now, lay him down on his nice woolly towel. And wrap him up warm. There. That was a lovely bath, wasn't it? Such a beautiful little boy. I wonder. Can't understand Miss Fenner's not wanting to see him, take care of him. Does she know what a wonderful child she has?
Well, frankly, Mrs. Kingsley, Lisa's not particularly interested.
Oh, I just can't believe that.
It's true, nevertheless.
She's always looked forward to a baby so much. We've talked many times.
Things happen to people, and they change sometimes.
Yes, Miss Meade. Very strange things happen, I'd say. Excuse me, Miss Meade. Would you just step over a bit? You're in the light.
What are you doing now, Mrs. Kingsley?
This is boric acid. You have to bathe his eyes every day, you know.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Kingsley, how soon do you think the baby will be old enough to travel?
Travel, Miss Meade? But why? I don't
Never know. Mind about the reason, Mrs. Kingsley. If you'll just give me an opinion, please.
Yes, of course. I'd say the baby could travel in a few weeks. I presume you mean by train?
Yes. Is it difficult? I mean about feeding and so on.
I was in service once with some people who traveled a great deal. All the better trains have special stewardesses to help anyone traveling with an infant. They're quite obliging.
Thank you, Mrs. Kingsley. It's wonderful watching you work. You're so confident. I think you're doing an excellent job.
Try to do my best. And besides, Miss Meade, I'm real fond of Miss Fenner. I want to take good care of a child.
Kit had not responded to Mrs. Kingsley's last remark. She was thinking triumphantly.
He said the baby might be able to travel in a few weeks. That means in less than a month I'll arrive back in Wakefield with my baby, my son. That dream I had the night of the accident, it will be real after all. Oh, I can just see Bill's face when he sees this child. How proud he'll be. Proud of our child. I know I can make Bill happy with the baby.
But far away in Wakefield, unaware of his wife's strange plan, Bill Meade and David Bowman, Kit's uncle, are just walking into David's living room to sit down.
Gosh, Mr. Bowman, certainly glad my pass came so I could accept your invitation. Ah, it was a mighty good lunch.
Well, thank you, Bill. Well, it's a shame we haven't done this more often. I was so glad I ran into the other day, Bill. I've been wanting to talk to you. I suppose you've been hearing from Kit?
Oh, yes. Yes, she writes quite often.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is she?
Why, she seems to be feeling all right.
That's good. Do you expect her back soon?
Well, she hasn't said definitely, but I imagine she ought to be back within a few weeks.
Bill, I guess you know that I realize there's something more about Kit's going to California than just a trip. Ben was in to see me some time back. He wanted to know where Kit was, wanted her address. But I gather you're not free to discuss what Kit's been doing.
Well, Mr. Bowman, I really wish I could. You know, you're the one person I'd like to be able to talk to. Although you're Kit's uncle, I've always felt that, well, that you understood my situation. Of course, you're a very good friend of Lefty Larkin's.
Lefty's a fine man, Bill, but, well, he has a stubborn streak. And anything connected with Peggy Douglas hits him so close to home, he, well, it's hard for him to be detached about it.
Yeah, I know. But realizing what good friends you two are, I've been sort of surprised that you didn't, well, sort of side in with him in this thing. The way things are, I don't feel free to go out to the Lane farm. Aunt Mary's always very nice, but, well, that's why I appreciate your friendliness so much.
Now, Bill, the thing is, I'm inclined to agree with Aunt Mary. Even though I'm in the dark about your problems to a great extent, I'm sure you wouldn't do anything without a very good reason. Wouldn't do anything dishonorable.
Well, it makes me feel good to hear you say that, Mr. Bowman.
Bill, how do you stand in regard to the Army?
Oh, at the present moment, I'm just sweating it out, as they say. Looks as if I'll be discharged fairly soon, though, but I couldn't exactly say when.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, have you any plans, Bill? Decided what you're going to do?
Well, no, I haven't. I've thought about it quite a lot, but I've made up my mind, definitely.
Let's see, Bill. You went to agricultural college, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I wondered, are you still interested in farming? That sort of thing.
Well, it's just about all I can do. Or at least the only work I'm really interested in.
Didn't Ben have some plan in mind for you a little while back? An experimental farm or something like that?
There was some talk about it, but nothing ever happened.
I thought perhaps he might be thinking of following through on it when you came out of the Army.
Well, I don't know about that, Mr. Bowman. But whatever Mr. Calvert had in mind, I wouldn't be interested.
Well, that's all I wanted to know. Look, Bill, why don't you get in touch with me when you know more about your Army setup? I think we might be able to work something out.
Well, thanks, Mr. Bowman. That's swell of you to think about me. I appreciate it a lot. Yeah, a fellow does feel a little uncertainty coming out of the Army, not sure what to do next.
Well, of course. I should have thought of it sooner. But then I thought you might have some other commitment to Ben Calvert or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, no, that would be impossible. I wouldn't think of having any business connections with Mr. Calvert, not with the way things are.
Oh? Well, I wasn't sure, since you are in the family.
Yes, I am. But, Mr. Bowman, do you remember quite a while ago, well, months ago, in fact, you once said something about my marriage, about Kit and me?
Yes, Bill. I remember. I believe I indicated that I could see trouble ahead.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Bowman, the fact is, you were right about the marriage. It just can't go on any longer.
I see. Then, what do you plan to do, Bill?
I'm going to get a divorce, Mr. Bowman.
You sound very positive, Bill. I wonder how you'd feel if you knew what was happening in California. Knew that Kit will be returning to Wakefield very soon now, with another woman's son. A child you're to believe is your own,